Blog Talk Radio.
Got me peeking through the blinds like Malcolm. 40 on me. Paranoia getting the best of me. I don't want nobody next to me. Don't talk unless you got a check on me. I don't see nobody ahead of me. Foreigns, we jump out the back of them. I cannot wait till it's back and done. Don't care if they born, we crashing them. Take a look at my bitch, ain't a bad one. Paranoia getting the best of me. I don't want nobody next to me. Don't talk unless you got a check for me. I don't see nobody ahead of me. Foreigns, we jump out the back of them. I cannot wait till it's back and done. Don't care if they born, we crashing them. Take a look at my bitch, ain't a bad one. I cannot wait till this package done. These niggas fucking the package up. That bullshit they kicking, they adding up. Plus they don't get no pussy like Magic, son. Hundreds on hundreds, I stack it up. She bust that pussy, then back it up. We standing on couches, we hacking up. I don't think these niggas mad enough. Protect cost me 80, come add it up. Hands in my neck and my face, I got tatted up. I understand why they mad at us. But get out the way when the Phantom is backing up. You need to go on vacation and pack it up. Talking about drugs, but these niggas ain't trapping up. Niggas still telling, I guess they ain't rad enough. Came a long way from them dimes in that Acura. So much ice, make them stare. Your wife got caught up in the lights like a deer. Living my life, though I know it ain't fair. They think I'm from 12th Street, I run with no fear. See the burrow for the live, yeah. Brown diamonds look like beer, clear. Shots to hit you, doctor screaming clear. I'm just paranoid, don't believe in scared. I can see the dead. Paranoia getting the best of me. I don't want nobody next to me. Don't talk unless you got a check on me. I don't see nobody ahead of me. Foreigns, we jump out the back of them. I cannot wait till it's back and done. Don't care if they born, we crashing them. Take a look at my bitch, ain't a bad one. Paranoia getting the best of me. I don't want nobody next to me. Don't talk unless you got a check for me. I don't see nobody ahead of me. Foreigns, we jump out the back of them. I cannot wait till it's back and done. Don't care if they born, we crashing them. Take a look at my bitch, ain't a bad one.
I made a million times. They must have snorted a million lines. Mind playing trick, Willie D. Let my top down, silly me. Hermes 30 on the hill. Vegas watch 100 on the strip. Half a hundred hang up hot to quit. Hot that pussy like I'm Uncle Luke. The marijuana got the best of me. Best of me. When I let you have a vest for me. All these bad bitches, all this baby on the money, it gon' be the death of me. New rollers for the gang gang. New chucks, yeah, gang bang. Lost some nigga down to hit the lick. 86 a nigga for a brick.
Paranoia getting the best of me. I don't want nobody next to me. Don't talk unless you got a check on me. I don't see nobody ahead of me. Coins, we jump out the back of them. I cannot wait till it's back and done. Don't care if they born, we crashing them. Take a look at my bitch, ain't a bad one. Paranoia getting the best of me. I don't want nobody next to me. Don't talk unless you got a check for me. I don't see nobody ahead of me. Coins, we jump out the back of them. I cannot wait till it's back and done. Don't care if they born, we crashing them. Take a look at my bitch, ain't a bad one.
What's good, Bully World? This is Zeb, your host, Bully Talk with Zeb Pitts. And today I'm bringing you an all-new episode of Bully Talk. Got some exotic people that's coming on today. Got my man Raymond, who'll be on shortly. Had that boy Triumph just sold him off to China. But, you know, he has the pipeline of what's going on over there. We're going to bring him on shortly. I'm about to get him on now. Give me a second. Let's see if this works.
What?
What's good, big dog?
Hey, what's good with you?
Yeah, finally got all the little technical difficulties out of the way, so I had to try a different way to bring you on, man.
That'll work.
That's what's up, man. Let's jump right into it, man. When did you actually get started dealing with the bullies, man?
About what, about 4 years ago? Yeah, about four years ago.
During that time, what was the bloodline that really caught your eye?
I was, to be honest, bro, I wasn't really into dogs. I was just trying to make a way, bro.
What was the first bully that just thinking about what you said, you were trying to make a way. What was it? Who was the bullies? Who were the people you saw had bullies? The first
dog I got was from Top Shelf Bullies. It was what was that dog say? Off of Future. Future bred to a Swagoo daughter. Then I just went from there.
Was it from that point that you decided that you wanted to breed these style of dogs?
Yeah, like I said, I really, you know what I mean, I ain't really know too much about dogs. It was my partner Detta that asked me to jump in because I had the funds to back him on, you know, his knowledge and everything. So that's how I just jumped in, and I just ended up liking it, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what's up. He's been around for a minute with the dogs.
Yeah. He right here. He been in for a minute. He teach me a lot of shit. Well, he taught me a lot of shit, too. Still teaching me for real.
Hey, text me his number, and I'm going to jump him in on the line, too, because I can put him in on the line as well.
I'm right here, Zach. What's going on, bro?
What's good, man?
You know the same shit, man. Trying to survive.
Hey, man, so you've been in it for a minute, man. How things progress for you as far as what you see with these dogs and the popularity of the breed, man?
You already know, man. I came in, I liked the, you know, Viper, Samson, you know, Paco, stuff like that. It's a complete change. I like the exotics a lot, too, just more the, you know, the ones that are put together better, you know, that's all.
Well, that's what's up. That's what you're mainly dealing with now is totally exotics at this point?
Yeah, exotics. We like some of the, you know, the bullies too still, you know, but just with more bone, you know, that packed bone like the exotics, but, you know, better. They're put together better, basically.
Just thinking about y'all area, man, do you think there'll be a show ever as far as exotics in y'all area?
I wish. We need one for real. I think we were supposed to have one coming up, but I think the person that was going to have it ended up canceling on us before. We had one before. Ricky Prochaska came here one time with a bully show. It did all right.
Oh, with that with the BRC?
Yeah, it did all right. It was a nice show.
Oh, that's what's up. Is there a particular registry y'all like to deal with as far as with the exotic breed?
I mean, I don't really. My dog just registered with all the registries to be 100 with you. UKC, AVKC,
like
USBR,
ABR.
Now, Raymond, now with that boy Triumph, when you first got him as a pup, did you know exactly what you had at the time? Did you know he was going to be what he was?
Nah, bro. Nah, I ain't know. I was just trying to get me a tri dog because that's what I when Detta introduced me to the dog game. I was more when I first got my dog, I was off Miyagi to that what was that bitch name?
Zara.
She had like more of a bulldog look, and I was complaining to Detta, you know what I mean, crying like, man, this dog, man, it looked like a bulldog. I was crying about my money. I'm like, man, you had me buy this dog. This dog looks like a bulldog itself. Crying, and I was like, man, I'm gonna go do my own thing, and I ended up hitting up Luis Escalera for a try, because I went on his page and shit. Detta introduced me to him, and he told me he had me as long as I had the fun, and I sent in the funds, and he sent me Triumph.
Now, at what point did you start getting offers on that boy?
I ain't start getting offers on him, bro, probably till he was like 2 years, probably till I started going to them shows and he started winning. I think when I met you in
Allentown.
Yeah.
He was young then. He was still under a year. I was like, damn, that's a badass puppy. That's why I was. That's why I asked you at what age did people start hitting you up about him? Because I knew at a puppy he was a badass puppy.
Yeah, I wasn't getting no offers on him like to buy him. But when I saw you that day at that Allentown show, whatever you did on the internet, because motherfuckers was hitting me like, yo, you're on the internet on, you know, Zeb shit. And I went on there and looked. I was like, ah, that nigga caught me off guard. You know, I ain't know no pedigrees. I still don't know better pedigrees to keep it real with you. But, yeah, then after that, I don't know what happened. Everybody just started showing me love on him and looking out and trying to use him for studs and shit. And then I want to say after he started winning his shows and I started taking him out more than that's when the offers started coming.
Now, Detta, did you tell him how special he was? Did you know how special he was when you started seeing him grow?
Man, I know how special he was from a puppy, you know, just his structure and everything like that. And to be truthful,
see, that's
bro,
the same thing I said. Yeah.
Look,
see, that was the same thing I said.
Bro, I'm talking about when he first came. I want like 8 weeks or something like that. Bro, he looked like a regular American bully. But I seen his structure, I knew who he was off of, so I'm like, no, man, you know, some of this shit pops late, and the more he grew, man, it just got crazier and crazier, and he was one of them dogs that looked photoshopped in person. Everybody thought he was photoshopped, but that's how he really looked, you know what I'm saying? And every month, it just got crazier, literally.
Damn.
You see those crown pups, you can't be sleeping on them, man. That's just how the blood pop. If you don't, you know, believe in your own shit, man, you know what I mean? Trust your own blood, man. You know the rest, bro.
now, during that time, man, you know, a lot of, I know you probably start hearing about the people start getting different offers for their dogs overseas. At what point did you start to get those calls from overseas?
About two and a half. When he was like two. But I really what's the word I want to use? Detta kept telling me don't sell him, because I really didn't. I was just getting in the door, you know what I mean? Keep it real. Like I said, I really didn't know nothing about dogs. So, you know, Triumph opened up a lot of doors for me, you know what I mean? And Luis Escalera, so, you know, I always had much respect for him. And he told me, you know what I mean, that's a special dog, so. I never sold him because I was just getting myself in the door and I was new, and Triumph was my way of, you know, getting my name out there at the same time showing off, you know, an excellent dog that was created.
Yeah, with Triumph, you started really at that time. When you started breeding, did you start holding litters, holding dogs off of Triumph, or did you wind up selling all pups during that time?
No, I always keep something off of every litter, bro. At least try to keep two, but I at least keep one. I try to keep two. Like if my partner got room or one of my partners got room, I try to keep two off the litter. I try to keep two females.
Is that hard to like let dogs go, because now you probably got about like 10 dogs there, oh, man.
Shit, I got like 20 dogs, bro. I mean, it's definitely a different ball game with Triumph being gone. You know what I mean? I keep it real on that one. It's definitely a different market with him being gone.
Do you find it harder now that he's gone?
Oh, it's definitely harder. You know what I mean? I don't think there's another dog like him. You know what I mean? I ain't being, you know, cocky or anything, but I don't think there's another blue tri that could be duplicated like him. So the request and the structure, the head, just the total package of that dog, you know, he was in demand. So I was booming. I mean, I'm still doing my thing now, you know what I mean? But I ain't got, I when I had him, I was always focused on just keeping females. I didn't really keep males because, you know, females is 75% of the breedings anyway, so I never really focused on males because I always had Triumph, and I didn't expect the selling, so I didn't really keep males. And then I always told myself I wasn't letting him go in case this certain number came, and shit, the number came and caught me off guard.
Yeah,
I didn't even take it serious, for real, for real. I didn't think the shit was reality. And I used to see motherfuckers on Facebook saying they was getting offers on certain dogs. I used to be like, man, them niggas is lying. This shit is promotional stunt. And then I started getting them offers. You know, at first it started off at like 30, then it bumped up to 50, then it was bumping up to 60, and then it just kept going up and up and up. And then that six-digit number finally came through and caught me off guard.
Damn.
I told it.
Man, that is crazy, man. Did you ever expect getting to this dog game that would happen to you that fast?
No, I ain't. Like I said, I just got in just to, you know, just to do my thing a little bit. I ain't expect this shit to be this serious. Like, I don't think people, you know, outside the bully or should I say dog world really can really take serious to what these dogs, you know, can really be sold for and what you can make off these dogs. At the same time, you know,
family,
still treat them the way they're supposed to be treated.
Was your family surprised by that offer?
Yeah, they was. You know, my family stand behind me. They back me on anything I do. I mean, they didn't get it at first when I first started. They was just, you know, what are you doing? But, like, that always, you know what I mean, he always steered me right. He just kept telling me, bro, you got to be patient. That's my problem. I'm impatient, bro.
Yeah, I was going to ask, man, what's the goal for you and Detta?
I'm trying to recreate Triumph in a chocolate triform. That's what I'm trying to do.
How close are you for that to become a reality?
Probably what, like 2 more years.
Yeah,
about 2 or 3 years.
We got some head and shit.
Yeah, I got some shit stashed. A lot of shit stashed that I don't post that I'm just working on, and when we finally create it, I'll be bringing it out. I got a lot of frozen semen put up.
That. Yeah, I was going to ask that. Did you have any semen left off of Triumph?
Yeah. They, you know, the people that bought China was real good people, you know what I mean? Shot them out, Cholo Zoo and his camp. They're real good people, man. They gave me time. They bought him. They gave me, you know, 4 months to pull him, to get frozen semen off of him, you know what I mean? So I got a lot. I don't sell it. I told myself I wasn't selling it to nobody because what I'm trying to make, you know what I mean? I want it to be exclusive, so when I do open him up, it's not going to be cheap, and it's not going to be something that everybody's going to be able to get a piece of.
Now, I was gonna ask you that, man. Is it an offer that you wouldn't refuse if someone was to come to you for a Triumph straw?
I always get offers. I mean, they ain't nothing big. It's regular stuff. The numbers 3,000, you know, 2,500. It ain't nothing like, oh my God, let me use Triumph. I got 5,000, 10,000. That never happened before.
Oh, okay. Because currently right now you have a great relationship, like you said, with that pipeline to China. So it's basically you have an open door to what's going on over there, correct?
Yeah. I built a close relationship. I try to build a relationship with anybody. Shit, after talking to you, I'm probably going to build a relationship with you. I always try to keep, you know, people, you know, that respect me, I give them the same respect back, you know what I mean? And them, you know what I mean, they're good people, so I try to treat them the way I want to be treated. And anytime I deal with people that ask me about semen pups to, you know, just regular shit on the street, I try to treat them the way I want to be treated. And I think that's what that keeps, you know, that still keeps my business flowing without Triumph being here, is just, you know, the type of humbleness I have and commitment I have, and, you know, the people I'm surrounded with that's in my corner.
Let me ask you, man, y'all plan on taking that trip over to China one day?
Nah, G, they just gave us the invitation. They just gave us the invitation for a show. I think it's in November. I gotta look at the paper. They just gave me an invitation to go. I'm afraid of heights, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. if I could fly there, man, it would open up so many doors for me. It would open up so many doors. You know, I always tilt my
hat.
Yeah,
how you feel about that?
Hey, look, I told him we going. I'm just trying to get situated up here. Look, I'm going to get him on the plane somehow. I'm not scared of flights, you know. I done did it a few times going other places, so it's nothing for me. It's just a long-ass flight, that's all. But, I like to meet new
man,
people.
Man, that's an opportunity, man, where you pretty much can set your family straight, man. Get that type of pipeline.
Yeah, but that flight, man, that flight 16 hours, G. That shit's serious.
Oh, nah, I can't do that either, man. Not 16. Damn.
Being in the air that long, afraid of heights, man.
Hey, man, I'm going to have to be on some pills, knocked out or something.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Take them Xannies, you be all right.
Be lean. Hey, man, how y'all stay out? How do y'all find y'all way to stay out the drama of the bully world, man? Because you see all that stuff that be going on Facebook. Y'all stay far away from that, man.
Shit, they get my ass a couple times. I don't never have drama with nobody, but you know, somebody might hit me like, "Hey Raymond, so and so said this," and you know, I always be like, how do you don't like somebody you don't know? You know, that's just like, "Hey yo, hey Zed, Raymond said he don't like you. How? He don't even know me. How you don't like somebody you don't know?" So that's where I always fall in, you know what I mean? I might hear, you know, Raymond, this person said he don't like you, and I'll be like, why? And they'll be like, I don't know, he just said he don't like you. How you don't like somebody you don't know? Because, you know what I mean, I don't be on Facebook posting with, you know, I ain't trying to call nobody out, but, you know, with most of these breeders that's getting a lot of money do, you know what I mean? I could be on here acting real reckless, you know what I mean, posting everything everybody else posts 10 times more, you know what I mean? But I don't.
Yeah.
I gotta, you know, stay humble, make sure my kids is good. And all the rest of the stuff is just for likes. The rest of that shit people be posting, man. I just do my kids and that's it.
Now, do you plan on hitting more shows for the rest of the year?
Ever since I sold Triumph, that whole 3 years or 4 years, however old he is, I had him, it was pulling me away from my household, you know what I mean? Because I was chasing money and I was wanting to do these dog shows, you know. I was lacking on, you know, not being at this game or, you know. So I think the dog game could be a drug addiction low-key. And my focus was dragging me away from my household, so, you know, when I sold Triumph, you know, the kids were kind of, you know, oh, daddy, you know, ever since, you know, Triumph's gone, you've been having, you know, more time to play with us and do shit. So, I, you know, them dog shows, going to them dog shows 2-3 times, you know, a month and having to train Triumph to stack and, you know, always wanting the best, you know, was pulling me away from my kids. So now I don't really be doing shows because I try to focus on the lack of area that I had when I first had him, so I'm trying to replace, you know, the time lost. So I don't really be doing dog shows all like that until I get something that's worth me showing off.
Well, that's what's up, man. Cause yeah, I know it could be hard on the family, and then it put a lot into perspective by you being gone all the time. But I guess I asked that question was because, with you saying, like you said, you have a lot of females that you kept off Triumph. Are there any studs that you currently see out there that you would like, you know, I probably would like to take my female to this such and such stud?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of studs. I like Bait. I've been thinking about Bait. The boy James got Stanley out in Ohio. Real nice. Pretty Boss that Luis Escalera got. I mean, I could keep going. There's stars everywhere. It's just, you know, it matching up, you know, complimenting my female is the situation that I run into. So I might, you know, there's a million nice studs out there, but the thing is, do a compliment what I'm trying to create. And, you know, that's where Detta always come into play with, you know, with shit. He Detta, do this, you think this will work? If he don't give me the go, I don't do it.
Hey, Detta, who was your mentor doing this?
Oh, man, people like, you know, Mike Gallo from Devil's Den, you know, Terrell Quincy from Hall of Fame, you know, the whole Hall of Fame camp, you know, people like that, man. That's there I come from, so, you know.
But was it weird for you getting into the exotics?
I mean, not really, because I was around when it started, so I knew the ins and outs as far as the bad part and the good part, and knew what to stay away from also. You know what I mean? I watched a lot of them dudes, you know, where they messed up at and, you know, where they corrected it at, you know, where they stopped, you know, because, you know, at first when some of them hot studs came out, they was getting bred to any and everything. Whoever was paying for the stud fee, you know, they was breeding to them.
$2,000 in a brown paper bag.
Yeah, they had that face looking like the stud, but the body was looking like a reindeer half of the time. But, you know, they done corrected all that. Now, it's, you know, it's more consistent, so it's easier for me because I was there at the beginning. And now, you know, it's to me, I love it, man. I love what they created. Like, my favorite stud right now out of all of them is Batman. I love that boy, man.
You like that boy Batman, huh?
Motherfucking right. Bape, too. I like Bape a lot, too. Those are my top two favorites, man. But Batman, he's my number one favorite, man. Ain't nobody fucking with that shit, man. Sorry to all my homies out there, but, you know.
Because, like you said, you've been around for a while. Because Mr. Pink would be considered exotic, right?
He was considered exotic then. Pink, yeah. Everything. Corrupt. Remember all them? That was the first exotics in Garden State Bullies. Like, they hit it hard with the exotics, man.
No
I take my hat off to all them, man. Garden State, they was the truth, man. Still is.
Man, that's what's up, man. Yeah, man, I wanted to bring you on, man, just to chop it up, man, because, man, y'all some good brothers, man. We don't really get to hear our stories that much, man, really in the bully world, man. So I just wanted to bring y'all on, man, just to talk about what y'all got going on and how y'all pretty much doing y'all thing right now out there, man, and staying pretty much drama-free.
Drama-free the best, man. Drama-free. It probably going to be some drama just from this. Somebody going to be in my inbox crying like a little kid, man, like a little girl, man. So nobody never want to see you good, man. But they always say if you ain't being talked about, that's when you need to worry. You need to worry. So I guess as long as people's hating and talking about me, I guess I should tilt my hat to them and kick my feet up.
Yeah, no bull, man. Hey, man, I really appreciate y'all coming on, man. Just chopping it up for a quick second, man.
Appreciate you all day, bro.
Hey, before we get off, man, anything y'all want the people to know as far as any upcoming breedings that you got and what to look out for?
I got two breedings I should be dropping in about a month and a half. Right now, I've been doing this. I got the when I bought D Block off of Adrian Cox, and I D Block's bred the Loco LV to Hot Chocolate. So like I told you, when I told you I was trying to make me a chocolate trial, so I went and bought a stud with that, you know, that Loco LV. So everything I'm doing right now is Triumph Times Loco LV, so I could put that color in there real heavy, and then, you know, once I get that color in there, I'm gonna bring Triumph back to the front. That's why I ain't been selling none of my frozen semen. So once I get that color mixture, I'm gonna go back direct, and, you know, bring Triumph back to the front, and then, you know, go from there. So any breeding you see that's in-house in my house right now is going to be Triumph Times Loco LV probably for the next year and a half.
Hey, Hey, man, once again, I really appreciate y'all coming on Bully Talk with Zeb Pitts, man. And good luck with all the breeders you got going on, man. And keep doing your thing, man. Keep pushing. Hey, man, you got to get to China, though, man. I know it's 16, man,
hey,
but, man.
Hey, the only way I'm going to China is you coming with me. You fly first class and get in that front seat with me, and you keep me up the whole time. I don't want you taking shit to go to sleep while I'm woke.
Oh, no, I got to be knocked out on the flight, man. Even when I go to Cali, I got to be knocked out, man. So I know I can't do 16 a week. Hey, man, but I appreciate you and Dada coming over, man. Real talk.
Yeah, appreciate you, bro.
Later, bro. Much respect.
All right, much respect, big dog. Peace. Man, that was my man Raymond and Detta. We just chopped it up, man, and just kicking back, having fun with this, man. I really enjoy talking to them about what they got going on. They got to get to China, open up that floodgate market for them, man. So I'll jump on. If they pay a ticket, I'll jump on there, man. Real talk. We go hit China. But I really appreciate y'all tuning in to another episode of Bully Talk with Zeb Pitts. And we out.
Got me peeking through the blinds like Malcolm. 40 on me. Paranoia getting the best of me. I don't want nobody next to me. Don't talk unless you got a check on me. I don't see nobody ahead of me. Foreigns, we jump out the back of them. I cannot wait till it's back and done. Don't care if they born, we crashing them. Take a look at my bitch, ain't a bad one. Paranoia getting the best of me. I don't want nobody next to me. Don't talk unless you got a check for me. I don't see nobody ahead of me. Foreigns, we jump out the back of them. I cannot wait till it's back and done. Don't care if they born, we crashing them. Take a look at my bitch, ain't a bad one. I cannot wait till this package done. These niggas fucking the package up. That bullshit they kicking, they adding up. Plus they don't get no pussy like Magic, son. Hundreds on hundreds, I stack it up. She bust that pussy, then back it up. We standing on couches, we hacking up. I don't think these niggas mad enough. Protect cost me 80, come add it up. Hands in my neck and my face, I got tatted up. I understand why they mad at us. But get out the way when the Phantom is backing up. You need to go on vacation and pack it up. Talking about drugs, but these niggas ain't trapping up. Niggas still telling, I guess they ain't rad enough. Came a long way from them dimes in that Acura. So much ice, make them stare. Your wife got caught up in the lights like a deer. Living my life, though I know it ain't fair. They think I'm from 12th Street, I run with no fear. See the burrow for the live, yeah. Brown diamonds look like beer, clear. Shots to hit you, doctor screaming clear. I'm just paranoid, don't believe in scared. I can see the dead. Paranoia getting the best of me. I don't want nobody next to me. Don't talk unless you got a check on me. I don't see nobody ahead of me. Foreigns, we jump out the back of them. I cannot wait till it's back and done. Don't care if they born, we crashing them. Take a look at my bitch, ain't a bad one. Paranoia getting the best of me. I don't want nobody next to me. Don't talk unless you got a check for me. I don't see nobody ahead of me. Foreigns, we jump out the back of them. I cannot wait till it's back and done. Don't care if they born, we crashing them. Take a look at my bitch, ain't a bad one.
I made a million times. They must have snorted a million lines. Mind playing trick, Willie D. Let my top down, stealing me. Hermes 30 on the hill. Biggest watch, 100 on the strip. Half a hundred, hang up, hot to quit. Hot that pussy like I'm Uncle Luke. The marijuana got the best of me.
Best of me.
When I let you have a vest for me. All these bad bitches, all this AV hundred money, it gon' be the death of me. New rollers for the gang, gang. New chucks, yeah, gang bang. Lost some nigga down to hit the lick. 86 a nigga for a brick.
Paranoia getting the best of me. I don't want nobody next to me. Don't talk unless you got a check on me. I don't see nobody ahead of me. Coins, we jump out the back of them. I cannot wait till it's back and done. Don't care if they born, we crashing them. Take a look at my bitch, ain't a bad one. Paranoia getting the best of me. I don't want nobody next to me. Don't talk unless you got a check for me. I don't see nobody ahead of me. Coins, we jump out the back of them. I cannot wait till it's back and done. Don't care if they born, we crashing.